They leave tomorrow morning, and we are sad and glad all at the same time. And we view this as a mission and a mission trip, a mission into the military and for the nation. So, Jess, if you and Leslie want to come here, we have had the privilege of having Leslie and Ezra, sweet Ezra, living with us for the last 6 months as Jesse got prepped. And so here we are. Can we get the mic to Joe? So we want to just really quick say a prayer over them as they go on mission and as our hearts break and rejoice.
How? Okay, do I have as much time as Kim?
No, no.
Seriously?
No one does. No, no.
Wow. Okay, then I'll abbreviate this. Some years back, I don't know how long it was, my daughters have always decided that even though I haven't taught English for 40 years, that I could still teach it. So I've tutored everybody from Jonathan pretty much all the way down. So Jess and I would meet periodically, supposedly to study English, didn't we? And we would wind up a lot of times talking about the military. Now, we kept that to ourselves because it wasn't well received in other places, you know. So we talked about that, and I would tell him about his military heritage just on my side of the family, and you have it on your dad's side as well. But I told him about my brother, who was doing exactly what you're going to be doing, and he did it in Vietnam. I told him about your grandfather, who was wounded after landing at Normandy Beach and nearly died. I told him about his great-grandfather, who was in World War I and was on a ship that was the Tuscania, that was the first troop ship ever sunk, and then survived but went on, was wounded in battle in France, and goes on clear back to the, we even have Civil War records, all of which I want to bring to Minot sometime, and you and I will sit down like we talked about and go through the old thing, and you may inherit it all, I don't know. Anyway, I know you're going to the North Country. I know what that's like. Grandma and I have done that. We're in the North, we're, what are we, Sam thinks.
Burns, you're way north.
Yeah, and Sam always asks if
there's a. Thanks for making the trip this morning.
He asks if there's a motel halfway and stuff like that.
It's John.
So I want to read one passage. You hold this for me. I thought what came to me about you and you guys going was this passage out of Joshua, which I love, and it's the first devotional I ever did as a young Christian. I was a little younger than you probably then, and it's out of Joshua, and it's the be strong and courageous passage where it's mentioned over and over, and Joshua was about to go assume the role of leading into the promised land, and this is what's written: be strong and courageous, for you will distribute the land I swore to their fathers and give them an inheritance. Above all, be strong and very courageous to carefully observe the whole instruction my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from the right to the left so that you will have success wherever you go. This book of instruction must not depart from your mouth. You are to recite it day and night so that you may carefully observe everything written in it, for then you will prosper and succeed in whatever you do. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And so, and my consolation to Sam and Amy, which, and you mentioned about Mark, I remember being on a mountaintop in Colorado, and Mark was in his first trip to China, and just sitting there and bawling, because he was so far away. But our Lord, we have to be reminded, our Lord is no less with him wherever he is. So be a good Joshua. Take possession of Minot. Okay? Take possession of it. And hope you're not there 7 years.
Amen.
Okay.
Won't you pray and I'll pray.
Okay. Lord God, I pray, first I thank you, Father, that you've led without question this couple to where they're going to be. And it's just this whole journey has, you've had your hand on this and your hand on them. And I thank you for Leslie's patience and just willingness to be apart from him and to be patient, and what a perfect military wife she's going to be, Lord. Thank you for that. I just thank you for Jess. We're going to miss that smile.
Yes.
That very smile, Lord, that I worry about when he does his work there. I hope he can put on his Clint Eastwood face, you know. Lord, we just love them both. Mm. I just pray you would touch them with your peace and assurance, and just your just have them bask in your perfect love. I pray already for those they will meet and witness to. I pray already for the body of Christ that will be about them and comfort them and be with them, and I pray for that to flourish. Mm. All this in Jesus' name,
Lord. Father, thank you for these two. I agree and amen everything Joe said, and we send them out like missionaries. We send them out like we would send someone to the Middle East or to Africa or Asia. We send them on the mission into the military. You have apportioned that Jesse would bear the sword. You said that there were some that were ordained by God to bear the sword, and he's known it for a few years, and he's going to do it. But Lord, I pray he would also take that sword of the word of the Lord. We agree. Pray that he could meditate on it, he could discharge it, and that, Lord, you would bless people's lives through Jesse and Leslie being in Minot. Use them for your glory, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Love you guys. Thank you, family, so much. We did do that in front of everybody. I choose to do that for a couple reasons. Number one, because we do see people obeying Jesus to go anywhere, military or mission, whatever, you know, it looks like. That's a mission if you're a believer. And so we want to give emphasis to that. Secondly, for you to see multi-generational family that's blessing people. And I hope that's a blessing to you. I hope it is, and what can be happened and what can be built. And again, just thirdly, to just honor those that have been among us. Jesse and Leslie have been among this community involved in a lot of ways, and they're going away now. So we did that for that. And so excuse us and pardon us for taking some time for that.